You know what it's time for?
A tandem rangent. Hello, party people.
Hello. Welcome.
This is our very first tandem rangent.
It's a new little segment.
For those who maybe have not listened to the last episode where we explained what a tandem rangent is.
Yes, we should explain it.
Yes. Reverse the R and the T. Instead of a random tangent, it's a tandem rangent. Because Steven said that one time in a voice note to me and did not notice at all.
Didn't even realize I said that.
We all experience verbal dyslexia, which I absolutely suffer from. So here we are. Tandem Rangent.
Tandem Rangent.
With Cool Stevie Steve and the Idiot. So the whole premise is what, Steven?
So basically these Tandem Rangents are going to be super random topics of us unscripted. We're going in completely blind and we're just gonna talk about it for like a quick 10 minutes.
I love it.
Totally just like from our brains. We're not looking into anything, we're not fact checking, because, you know, again, you come here for facts, right?
Keeping on brand.
So yeah, that's kind of, did I explain that right?
Yeah, you nailed it. I think you nailed it.
Perfect. Okay.
So we had Steven set out on a quest to gather some information, but however, party people.
Yeah, you guys, like, there's really only, like, a few of you that... I can see you all viewing the story, but...
We had lots of views.
Lots of views.
And maybe it's us. Maybe you don't like us anymore.
Oh, do you not like us? Oh, no.
Or people are like, you know, I don't have time for this bullshit.
It's probably
not. Probably more than
that. Also, when I told Dan to go view it and then give a topic, he's like... watching the video that I posted, and he's like, get to the fucking point.
Fair enough, Dan.
I was rambling, and he's like, this is like an almost 2-minute video, and you ask the question at the very end of the video, because I'm going on about my backyard and the animals.
I mean, live and learn. I loved it. Live and learn. We're still learning. So with that said, we did get three or four.
Yeah.
So Steven has put all of them in a magical hat.
Ooh.
And his magical hat has spit one out.
Yeah.
And Steven, what is our topic for our tandem rangent today?
I think we're going to do... I picked it out.
You think? Can read it right there?
Night terrors.
Night terrors.
This one is thank you to my mother.
Thank you very much, Kathy.
Thanks, Mom, for this... great topic.
That's a good one.
This could have been a full pod episode.
And perhaps it will be.
Have
you ever experienced night terrors?
So I kind of, sort of. Dan can attest to me kind of like when I'm half asleep, I will talk in my sleep sometimes.
You did tell that story where you thought there was an attacker and you were punching Dan.
Yes. And yes, 100%. I've also kind of half woken up and I've said, the trees are reading the scrolls.
What?
And I said that to Dan or something. And he's like trying to, you know, have a talk with me, but it's just not working. And then I get really mad at him because he's not understanding what I'm saying.
Sure.
I don't know if these are night terrors. The one was I saw a family of ducks like walk by. I was like, ah, the ducks. Or like the ghosts in the kitchen. And then I went back to bed.
Yeah. I have to spend the night with you a lot more.
Hasn't happened in a while.
Okay. Because to me, as I understand, night terrors are like, it is a physical as well as mental infliction where like you are sweating, you are screaming,
My brother used to get them.
Really?
Yes. Aww. So when I specifically remember the ones in, when we lived in Linden, the Linden house. So Dave, my brother, would wake up, he'd be screaming, he'd be terrified. I remember my mom and dad like running in and making sure everything's okay. There was one specific one where he was sleepwalking, he had a night terror. I think he woke up and he was, or my mom or dad caught him just in time, but he was at the very, he had made it to the top of the stairs.
Oh my God.
And I want to say they caught him just in time before he like went over the edge.
Yeah, he didn't fall.
He didn't fall.
Oh my God.
But did he would like terrified.
Like, did you just like grow out of it? Sorry, Dave, we're outing you.
Yeah, sorry, Dave. I should have checked with you if this was a lie. I don't think he has them anymore. Yeah. I haven't heard anything, but I also, you know, don't live with him anymore.
Not a conversation that's just like, hey man, I still suffer from night terrors.
Yeah.
I've never experienced night terrors. Okay. I've woken, like, I get I have very vivid dreams. And so when it's nightmares, I move around. I thrash a lot in my sleep. I like to say I'm like a whale. I'll like leave my bed and turn as opposed to just turning.
Do you make the whale noises too?
Maybe.
How are you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do, Steven. Shit, I just hit the table. This is going really well.
Unscripted.
This is us, guys. But like, first of all, my mind goes to there has to be like some sort of pill or like medication that stops it. Right?
I thought you were going into promote night terrors.
Promote night terrors.
I mean, there are drugs for that, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. What were we talking about last night? Where it's like, if you want your mind to open
up. Oh, yeah.
Not talking about anything nefarious at all. But yeah, no, I feel like there's got, like, people must take medication to like help that.
I would think so. Just like, you know, hell, even like melatonin or something where it just knocks you right out. And there's no, and I don't know if that's it, but like, what is it? Ambien?
Is it? I don't know.
I don't know. It starts with a V.
Sure.
Valium?
Valium? Okay. It, like a sedative?
You
know,
a sedative, where it just knocks you out, and if you suffer from night terrors. Maybe. Or, on the other side of that, you take these drugs, and then you still have the night terrors, but you don't wake up.
You can't physically do anything about it. That would be... Okay, that would be... This is kind of getting into the realm of what we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
With, like, sleep paralysis.
Oh, terrifying. So,
like, would night terrors have that as well? Like, is... Guys, I'm asking you a question. Somebody find this out for me because I'm not allowed to look it up.
That's part of the rules.
Part of the thing.
Yeah.
Like, are night terrors inclusive of sleep paralysis, or is sleep paralysis on its own? Because that would be pretty scary.
Yes.
Again, it's never happened to me. I've never had sleep paralysis. I know a lot of people who have come forward and told me about their sleep paralysis situations, and they're wild, where they like leave their body, they can see their body, they can't do anything about it, or their eyes are open and they can move their eyes, but they can't move.
Terrifying. That's when anytime I think of sleep paralysis, I think of Bent Neck Lady from the, was it The Haunting of Blythe Manor?
But like, it comes down to your brain. So like, obviously dreaming, man, dreaming could be another offshoot of another tandem rangent.
Of course.
But with your night terrors, like, you must not be aware that you're dreaming, obviously. And like, are we talking about trauma? It's got to be trauma.
Trauma mama.
It's coming forward, right?
It could be.
But like, it comes down to like, your brain is a powerful thing.
Yeah.
And we don't know what's going on in there.
Yeah.
But also like, what if night terrors were like a sign of like, you're experiencing another part of your brain?
I mean, that's could absolutely be it too.
Right.
Because we talked about that. It's like, what? We use 10% of our brain.
Yeah.
And when you're asleep, your brain could open up more to
the
things that it do.
What? The things that it do. What night terrors? But like, what good comes of night terrors? Probably nothing.
What good can come from
So what I've learned today is that we know nothing about night terrors.
And
while it was a very interesting, wonderful topic, we've completely dropped the ball on it. So sorry, Kathy.
I kind of have a feeling that that's going to be a common theme. We're going to know nothing about what we talk about.
But man, was this entertaining.
I hope so.
If nothing else, the logo looks great.
People have said that our like unscripted, just random banter is what they like.
Well, perfect.
So we're leaning into that.
We're going to fire this one up and see how it goes.
Little mini episodes. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that concludes our very first tandem rangent.
That was like
bang on 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And thank you so much, Kathy.
Thanks, Mom.
If you too would like a shout out, please send in your topic so we can fire it into the magical hat that Stephen will pull out of. Yes.
Actually do, please.
Actually do. Seriously, please. Everyone always is telling us they want to be involved, and then we ask you to get involved. We're not getting mad. We promise.
It's fine.
Anyways. Thank you so much for joining us on our first episode of Tandem Rangents. We will be back with more completely off the rails, unhinged, unscripted ramblings as soon as we can.
Absolutely.
Thank you and bye.
Tandem Rangents.
Tandem Rangents.